This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1311, how to express your passions in English so that people love you. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When you are able to really express your passions, it makes people feel inspired by you and helps you build that connection. Today, get 5 cool ways to do it.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, today is a special, special day. You know why?
Why?
Because it's my niece's birthday.
Oh, Emery. Happy birthday. How old is she?
She's 6. Six years. My gosh. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. I feel that.
That is crazy. Oh, my gosh. I saw you posted a picture with Emery on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. She looks like you.
Thank you. Yeah, if you guys didn't catch that, make sure you're over on our Instagram channel. Go look for the yellow and subscribe, because we do share aspects of our own lives. That was on Christmas Day. We all hung out at her house, and they got a new dog, and it was just so fun.
Oh,
it was so
cute.
Fun.
She is just adorable. Yeah. Oh, well, happy birthday, Emery.
Yeah, it's so cool being an aunt, I have to say. It is so cool.
I agree. As an aunt as well, I love it.
So, Michelle, are you into sports?
I do. I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard fan of sports right now. Although when I was younger, I was a diehard New York Knicks fan. And I've shared that on Instagram as well, actually. So I was a diehard fan. But now I kind of go with the flow. And I am sometimes, but like at my core, I am still that way about you know, basketball, but not so much.
That's so funny. It's so funny when you shared. I remember like when you were a kid, you said you used to break out in tears when the Knicks lost. I just find that kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. I wish you could have seen it. I like thought I was the coach. Like I was very superstitious about the whole thing. And I would yell at the TV, and I would have like little symbols I would make up or little sounds I would make in order to try and get the team to make a shot. And so, yeah. Anyway, I was pretty diehard. Are you into sports at all? I know you like to go. You like the experience of going to a game.
Yeah, I like that. But I would definitely say I'm not like that, a diehard in that sense. But when I was a kid, I was a diehard tennis fan for sure. You know, I was learning to play tennis. I was so excited about it. So anytime the U.S. Open was on, Wimbledon, the Australian, I would go crazy. I would have to watch every match. I had my favorites. Yeah, I guess you could say I was a diehard tennis fan back in the day.
That's awesome. So guys, I put up an Instagram video a while ago about how I love the show Friends. Mm-hmm. And someone made a comment, and I was so impressed that I just had to do a whole episode on this comment.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, do you want to hear what it was?
What's the comment? What was the comment?
So it was by Liad Dungle. And this person said, I'm a diehard NCIS fan.
What's NCIS? I don't even know. Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
One of those. I think it's one of those. Oh, good question.
NCIS.
Don't they have? Yeah. Okay. Well, they wanted to know, and I'm going to look it up right now because this is embarrassing. NCIS.
You know, it's probably some sitcom, because that's the way Netflix is set up now, right? They say next episode. You could sit there and watch 10 episodes in a row. It's so bad.
That's true. I don't think NCIS is a sitcom, though, actually. I think they asked if NCIS was a sitcom. I don't think so, but all right. My computer's going slow, but whatever
it is, we don't know, but anyway, it's something. Yeah.
It's something. But anyway, guys, sometimes we look through your comments on Instagram where we're like, whoa, you just said something so natural, so native sounding. And
amazing.
So I just had to pick this up because I think it's good to highlight also for our other listeners. So the word is diehard. And this is a really good one. Lindsay, do you say this word?
I do. You know what it makes me think of is the battery brand. Wasn't there a brand of batteries called Die Hard Batteries? Back in the 80s, I think there was. I'm pretty sure. And it makes sense.
I never heard of that.
No, if you think, or like the, remember the Energizer Bunny? That was a whole campaign. Yeah, with batteries. So yeah, different, but it means the same thing, right? Someone who is just constantly with energy for something. So for sure, I say this sometimes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a diehard fan of XYZ, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's like a huge fan, a gigantic fan. Like, I feel like I frequently hear the word diehard with fan, right? As our listener said it. I mean, so we're going to really talk about that today. But by saying this person is a diehard NCIS fan, it means they really love this show.
Yeah. And so maybe when it comes to the iOS app, maybe we'll highlight that as a chunk. Who knows, right? Maybe that's more useful for our listeners.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And that reminds me, guys. Yeah. Today we're going to be going into a lot of good vocabulary, different ways to say you really like something. Right. Mm-hmm. So today is going to be, you guys, every week I go through and I pick out, you know, the best words for you.
Yes.
I try to get the best ones. Right. And so I work hard to find those. And those are amazing because they go into your personal power vocabulary list on our All Ears English app. And you are going to want to get that because you are going to get all these words from today and all the words from all the other episodes. And you're going to be able to pick the ones that are important to you so that you can remember them all in one place.
Yes, I love that. I mean, it's not like going to a website where you can't personalize, right? This time you can personalize it in your own way, in your own version of the app, right? Your personal app. And you know, you have it for, you know, forever. Basically, as long as you are a member of the app, you have that list for you. Okay, guys.
Definitely, definitely. So guys, to get that, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yeah, right. Cool. Yeah. So this is a good word. I mean, it's super natural and native. That's for sure.
That's for sure. I mean, it's much different than just saying, I love the show NCIS, right? It's just different. It's just, it sounds like a little bit more interesting and a little bit more fun sounding, right?
Yeah.
So I could say I'm a diehard Friends fan, or I could say my friend is a diehard Beyonce fan, something like that.
Yeah, this would be a great one for the IELTS too, right? You guys know that we have a whole nother podcast, IELTS Energy, and we do show you how to move beyond that 6, right? How to get that 7, and this is the way to do it. Don't say, I love this. Say, I'm a diehard fan of this thing, whatever it is, okay? That differentiates you in the examiner's mind.
And just to bring up one slightly different version of this word, it's actually, I'm going to quote the dictionary on this. Merriam-Webster says it's also especially strongly resisting change. So for example, you could say something like, well, this is for me personally, and actually, Lindsay, you too.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard city girl. I'm never moving to the suburbs.
Oh yeah, I bet our listeners remember when we had this conversation a few months ago, right? I remember.
Right. So that's another usage. So that's another way that you could use it, just like something that you're like really too, like deep in your soul. That's what you are. I'm a diehard city girl. All right, even with politics, you could say like, I'm a diehard, you know, liberal. I'm a diehard, whatever it is.
To express your passion, it's all about vocabulary. That's why we built the iOS app. You can create your own personal vocab power list according to the words you want to be able to use. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and download it now. See you there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, it's also a very American style to there's an aspect of exaggeration in this a little bit, right? Sometimes. And we've done other episodes in the past, guys, about how in American English, we tend to exaggerate, whereas in British English, they may downplay things. This is fascinating, that whole topic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. So, guys, how else can we express this?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of them you can use, like, kind of in both definitions, but mostly, I don't know. We'll get it into it in just a second. So what's the first word, Lindsay?
Okay. So the word fanatic. I mean, that's, I guess that's where the word fan came from. And I actually didn't even realize that until like 5 years ago. So
I think this was more used like just like saying you like something. I don't know if I would say like I don't know if I would say like I'm a city fanatic. I don't know. That would
I agree. I think that's probably where the word originated from, but I don't think today they mean the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the important point. It just means you're crazy about something, right? Like, for example, when it comes to New York Knicks.
I'm a New York Knicks fanatic.
Yeah, I can tell. And you're a New York Knicks fan, right?
That's right. Yes. So it's just kind of making it even more than a regular fan. I'm a fanatic. It's like I'm obsessed with them, right?
I love it. This next one, super common, kind of in style right now. Well, it's been in style for a while. Hardcore. So for example, I follow my favorite singer on the country. I'm a hardcore fan. Okay. Mm. Or you could just say I'm hardcore. What does that mean?
Yeah, just like, yeah, I'm hardcore. Like it's basically just saying I'm a big fan of this person. You could just leave off fan in that example.
Yeah.
I think it could also mean something on its own, but I'm not quite sure what. But yeah. And like also I feel like the whole other definition, this one kind of works there. Like if I said like I'm a hardcore city girl, you know?
For sure, for sure. So this is a really natural way, guys. I mean, if you were to use this word in particular around a native speaker, they would smile, they would feel connected to you because you're speaking the same language, literally and metaphorically, right?
Right. Right, exactly. Okay, we have two more for you guys. What's the first one, Lindsay?
All right, so freak. So, for example, also someone who's just crazy about something, I'm a total soup freak. I eat it every day. I'm a coffee freak, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Chocolate freak. I mean, a lot of things, kind of certain vices, I guess you could say. Right.
For sure. Yeah. So that's a good one. And then the last one is more formal sounding, very formal sounding. I imagine, I don't know, sitting with the queen when I say this for some reason.
Yeah.
I said enthusiast. Like I could say I'm a Broadway enthusiast.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I'd use it, but I definitely think some people do. And yeah, maybe you'd see it written somewhere. But you should know it, guys. You should definitely know it.
For sure. And guys, again, you want to get that personal vocabulary power list.
Yes.
Right? Because all of these words can be found on this list. You can add them to your own list, the ones that you want. Mm-hmm. So these will definitely be on there. So again, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses for that.
Awesome. So do we have a role play, Michelle, for this?
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Okay. So Michelle, you want to come to the Coldplay concert with me? I know you're a diehard fan.
I used to be, but not as much lately. I'm not as hardcore as I once was.
Too bad. I'm still a fanatic.
Well, if you want, that night there's a new Broadway show. I have two tickets to if you want to join me.
Sorry, Michelle. I'm a diehard concert goer, especially to Coldplay shows. I'll go with you another time.
Okay, you know me. I'm a live music freak, but I'm trying something new. I'll be a Broadway enthusiast before you know it.
Coldplay. Have you ever been to a Coldplay concert?
No, have you?
No. I think I listened to them briefly back in the 90s, maybe the mid 2000s or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. So what did we do here, Michelle?
All right, let's go through it. So you asked if I wanted to go to a Coldplay concert and you said, you know, I'm a diehard fan, right? That means a really big fan.
Yeah. And then you said, I'm not as hardcore as I once was. So that's cool. So that way you're using it in that way on its own, right?
Right. And it kind of means just like I'm not as intense about it.
Yeah. I think a good synonym for hardcore is intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, too bad, I'm still a fanatic.
Yeah, and we're playing around with that word. I'm making fun of myself a little bit. I'm lighthearted, banter here. So it's all kind of light and fun here, guys. All right. And then I said, I'm a diehard concert goer. Okay.
So I use this in kind of, sorry to interrupt. In kind of a little bit of the other definition as well. I mean, it kind of all mixes together, guys, but in this way, it's like, oh, I'm not going to change this about myself. It's like who I am.
Ah, okay. Like a kind of, it's a durable quality, you're saying.
Right.
Interesting. That's good. I mean, and I think we can also get a sense of pride when we express these things too, right? Maybe we go to a meetup and we want to say, who are we? What are the things that we absolutely love and always have loved, right? So you guys should really practice using these phrases so that you can show the world who you are, okay?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So then I said, I'm a live music freak, which is, I don't know, it's just a funny sounding word, but you'll hear it.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And then you said, and then we got fancier, right? Having tea with the queen. We said,
yes.
I'll be a Broadway enthusiast before you know it. And again, awesome. I wouldn't use it in conversation. It sounds too formal for me, but you can see it written in places and some people might say it. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, guys, we don't always learn stuff for what we are going to say. Sometimes mm-hmm. we learn it to because we know that we're going to hear it around. Mm-hmm. And if we choose that we want to say it, we can say it. But yeah. maybe Lindsay doesn't say it. Maybe I do say it, right? I mean, yeah. I don't. But
just for example.
But other, right? Just as an example. So awesome. But these are all really good words to say that you're kind of an intense fan or really into something. Yeah. And this was all inspired by our Instagram follower who used that word. And I just had to snatch it up and do a whole episode about it. So guys, we are watching your comments.
We definitely are. And I mean, that just one more thing. That's why the app is so cool, because you can choose your own style. So you can see what mm-hmm. the word means. You can choose the words that are highlighted, see what they mean, and decide, do you want to add that to your vocabulary right. or do you want to pass it up and move right. on to the next option? You create your vocabulary with the app, guys. Very cool.
Awesome. Lindsay, so what's the takeaway for today?
Well, guys, you got to be able to show the world that you're a fan of something, right? And you need to be able to say it, not just I like or I don't like, right? That's so boring. Show yeah. your colors, right? Show your passion, especially in the US. We love that. And I think in general, on a human level, Michelle, it kind of makes you sort of fall in love with a person if they're excited about something. I mean, not yeah. romantically, oh, yeah. but in a more like, in a sense, like a friendship sense. Like it makes you right. be fascinated with someone if they can show you right. what they're passionate about. Is that your experience too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It makes somebody interesting. It's like, oh, why, what about them makes them like that thing? Or what's yeah. their life story? How did they get into that? You know, it's exciting.
Yeah, it opens up a much better connection. So guys, try to use these words and let us know how it goes.
All right, Lindsay, this has been a fun one. So I will talk to you later.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.